now. Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
I think we're on the air, Bobby.
Hey,
Amy.
Indian baseball. It's been 634 days.
676 is what Tom Galdine
since we had an Indian baseball
told us.
Tom Galdine, he knows everything.
Yep.
Welcome to Indian Baseball Fort Recovery Radio. We're glad to be back in the beautiful sunshine today at Fort Recovery, the opener for the Indians. And Calpe, you know as well as I do, when you looked at this Indian roster, it's youth. You talked to Coach Calpe, and it'll be a fun season, and Jerry's really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think, you know, they're going to build as the season goes on, and that's kind of Jerry Calpe way of doing things. We're going to peak here when hopefully the time is right towards the tournament time, but we're a long way from that, Bobby.
Absolutely.
And I think we just want to see how things are going to go and see what we got at bats. And talking to Jerry, he likes these young guys. He said, we're going to change our culture a little bit. And he said, we'll get better as the year goes on. And I believe everything he says.
Absolutely. And the reason not to believe him. We bring in the Salina Bulldogs come to Fort Recovery and their first-year head coach. Let's see here. I got it wrote down, Andy Weish. Andy's a first-year coach. Bulldogs opened up Saturday at Ayersville. They split a doubleheader, winning the first game 9-4, losing game two 6-2. The first game, the Bulldogs pounded out 12 hits. Quinn Andrew got the win. He went 5. He'd be leading off for the Bulldogs today. And look at their lineup. It looks like this. Leading off and playing shortstop, Quinn Andrews. Batting second, playing left field, is Blaine Aller. First base playing and batting third is Zach Hirsch. Batting fourth catcher, all-star Brandon Stogler. Dylan Feaster is pitching today, gets the ball for coach, and he is batting in the five hole. Quade Gilmore is playing third base, and he's bat six. David Kramer, second baseman, bat seven. Zach Stein, your center fielder, bats eighth. Lane Newding, the right fielder, bats ninth. And I'll let you go over the Indian lineup.
A lot of names there that we're used to seeing from the Bulldogs, is it, Bobby? You're going through them like that. Leading off for the Indians, we got our shortstop, Ryan Post, big part of this team here as a senior, and back-to-back seniors, Kobe Wendell, he'll be up the middle. That's going to be our tandem. They're going to be a big part of this team here this year. Riley Will, he'll be batting third, and he'll be out in center field. Kendrick Wendell, looks like he's going to be our DH, or where's he at, Bobby?
I'd say first base.
First base, probably.
Don't see a three on there.
I don't see a three on there. Brock Deuce, you know, good-looking young man that Brock Deuce is. He's going to be at third base. Bo Tin's going to be DHing, and talking to Derek Banks, he said Bo can hit the ball.
Yep.
So looking forward to seeing Bo swing the bat. Riggs Toby, another freshman, he's going to be behind the plate, and that's going to be a wild card for us right there, Bobby. It's a big part of the team for us this year, and I wish Riggs all the luck in the world. Derek Lochtfeld will be out in right field. Landon Post will be at, Landon's going to be at second base. Where's Kobe? Kobe's out in left field. I got you. And then Dylan Evers, he's going to be the leadoff guy here on the mound tonight for the Indians, another senior. So, again, it's a shame we didn't get to see him play last year because we had some kids that we was really looking forward to watching their senior year, and Dylan would have been a big part of that on the mound too. So hopefully he has a good night, Bobby.
Yep. We are getting ready for opening pitches. Looks like our umpire's day. I see Trent Beckman out there, and who's that guy spending their back doors?
He's here every game. Can't tell the guy with his back
doors. He's here every game. He does 106 of our games.
Spencer?
Doug something.
I don't know. Oh, Doug Billerman?
Doug Billerman.
I can't see his face. Didn't know who that was, but you said Doug, yeah.
Yeah, it's Big Doug. Yep. And he's behind the plate tonight. Coach Calpe and Coach Weish is out there, and they're getting their instructions. We're going to take a break. Come back. First pitch. Indian baseball.
2021.
Bring it on, baby. Take her away, Spencer.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself.
375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris, experience suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. When you or someone you care about is discharged from the hospital and needs additional medical treatment at home, Kalp Pharmacy can provide intravenous and nutritional services, hospital beds, lift chairs, walkers, and much more delivered directly to your home. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Do you have everything you need for Easter dinner? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to take care of your crew, from fresh vegetables and other side dishes to the ham and anything else you need, they have it all. And don't forget to order your veggie or fruit trays and your meat and cheese trays. Order ahead at 375-2865 to be sure they have it ready for you. Easy and convenient, make Wayne Street Market your Easter headquarters, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Spring brings change to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants to help you think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the Fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we've got something for everyone. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
All right, we're back here in full recovery, getting ready for top of the first inning, Bobby, and we got the senior Dylan Evers on the mound. He's going to go against first three batters. What did you say that is?
Quinn Andrew.
Is that Andrew? Is that what that
yes.
is?
Now, yes. You got to be able to read that. I ain't putting up with it this year. You got a roster right here, you peckerhead. Andrews.
Quinn Andrew. Blaine Allard.
Here we go, boy.
And Zach Hirsch.
Is this how the season's going
to
start?
We didn't even make it into not the first pitch.
How was Arizona?
Arizona was nice. We had our best day was our last day there. It got about 82 and no wind. First day was about, it was in the 70s, but 40-mile-an-hour winds, and they had dust storms.
Beautiful.
Dust storm alert. So we had plenty of things to blame our bad shots on that day. And then the next day was about 58 and drizzly.
Nice. So he's had a little bit of everything out there.
Yeah. And then the last day was beautiful. It was in the mid-80s and quiet and great.
Copy,
day,
when you got your opening day and you get your senior pitch in Dylan Evers, and Dylan's been around a long time, a veteran, I look for him to handle the nerves well, and I look for good things out of Dylan to know.
Oh, I think so, too. He's been pitching since he was a freshman on the junior varsity, and now he's moved up. He had a great season in basketball, and I look forward to carry over. So here we go.
Yeah, he's not overpowering, but I think he throws strikes, and I think he has a little bit of a wrinkle. So
here comes the first pitch. Right in there on the inside corner for strike number one. Nice job, Dylan Evers, to get things started. Another hard pitch. Goes over to third baseman. Good he off. Comes up clean with it. Fires over to first base, and that's going to be out number one. That's going to go
Deuce,
five.
Brock Deuce.
Three. And Brock Deuce, I tell you what, great young man. He helped us put the Purple Monster up out there in left field.
Yeah, nice job tearing that up.
What am I going to do? I drove
my golf cart in there. About
best thing is, Jerry said, "You want to drive on the inside?" I said, "I don't think that's a good idea, Jerry."
Yeah, we can tear the offside up all we want.
All right, first pitch popped up and back behind us.
Souvenir,
Blaine Aller.
Hit the
one up, one down.
I think that hit a big white pickup truck.
Did it have like a magnetic sign on the side?
Yes. Probably. Huh. That one's popped up, and that's going to take the other side.
No, that might have got Fort Covered Radio.
No, yep, might have.
You drove the old car out here today, chicken.
Yeah, I'm not going to let it get beat up with baseballs with the new one. I have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Just leasing it. That didn't belong to me.
That one's outside. Good pitch right there, 0-2, and he went outside with him, trying to get him to chase one, Bobby, and good batter didn't do it. One ball, two strikes.
One thing, Dylan's a quick worker. He don't mess around.
Breaking ball. He gets a piece of it, pulls it down the line. Foul. Going to stay it. One ball, two strikes.
How about the diamond? Looking good today. Huh?
Yeah. It greened up a bunch since we put the old Purple Monster up. And I don't know who's been moaning. I think Patchy's been working on it a little bit. Looks nice.
Patch. Oh, geez.
Swing and a miss. Got him right there. First punch out for Dylan Evers in 2021. And we're two up, two down. And that's going to bring Zach Hirsch to the plate. First baseman for the Bulldogs. 1-1 on the early season.
Andy Mikesell is now the principal over there, so he had to give up his old...
I got you.
I don't know if he had to, but I think that's just... If you're that principal, you got to give up?
Yeah, you got a lot of... That's a lot of hats to wear.
Yeah, I'm with you.
A little low on that first pitch. One ball, no strikes. Here comes the second pitch in there. That's a rocket right up the middle. It's going to be fielded by Ryan Post. He turns and he fires over to first, and he's going to pull him off the bag. That's going to go down as an E6 in the old book for me.
Yeah, he's got to make that play. One hopper. Off to his right, but he'd tell you he'd make that play.
Yeah, yeah. It was a well-hit ball, but Ryan got right over to it and popped out of his glove and... First runner on for the Bulldogs, but it's reached by an error, and that's going to bring the number four hitter, Brandon Stogler. And Bobby says this young man is a player. So,
Have you ever seen him play? He just gone by his last name.
No.
That one's popped up back into old Durango.
I got the golf cart. Can't hurt the golf cart.
Got the golf cart tonight?
Yep.
Good choice.
Boy, it looks nice up here in your press box. New floor.
Yeah, we're
new countertop.
Yeah, yeah. There's a ground ball over to Brock Deuce. Deucey comes up with it clean, fires across the field,
nice
and
job,
that's going to be
Deuce.
A nice play by Brock Deuce for the third out in the inning. So they get one on, reached on an air. No runs, no hits, and we'll go to the bottom of the first.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the first inning. Indians' first crack at the old bat here, and it's going to be Ryan Post, Kobe Wendell, and Riley Will, first three batters, facing Dylan Feaster. And I don't know, Bobby, if he was watching him warm up, but he throws like a real off-speed knuckle curve,
yeah.
I think, didn't he?
I thought he did, too. Copy, today the girls are over at Anzonia, and I got Michelle Holman texting me the updates from there from Anzonia. So
yeah, good.
So we're going to be able to give you some updates for the Lady Indians, who opened up Saturday with a doubleheader sweep at Delphus Jefferson. And we had Ryan Tin in on Wednesday at the Sports Talk, and he was pretty excited about his young kids, and it looked like they really performed on Saturday. So
we got some hitters, don't we?
Yeah. I think that one girl had two homers.
Yeah, the Guckenbiller girl, yeah, and that's so. Daryl's daughter, right?
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken.
She's young, isn't she?
She played there 2 years ago, so she's got to be at least a junior.
I think she's a junior, yeah.
Because
Brandon's the only senior.
Me and Pat Niekamp and I was sitting out in left center one night in the golf cart watching them play, and she came up and uncorked one right over our heads. That was awesome. So I think she just knocked herself a tater right there. All right, here comes the left-hander, Ryan Post, going to step into the batter's box. First at bat of his senior season. Facing Dylan Feaster. Feaster's first pitch is high and outside.
Indians expect big things out of Ryan this year, Cowpie.
I know
not just defensively and being lean off, but, I'm hoping that he can get the ball and be the closer for Coach Cowp. And we're going to go as he's successful.
That's right.
He gets it all going. So.
He's the nucleus, I think. You're right. So I'd like to see him get a good leadoff bat here, and that one was taken just on the outside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike to him. That one's popped straight up.
Spence,
could
you
hit us
that
on the roof. And no.
Just, that just missed the golf cart.
Just out of play.
I will send a bill if a golf cart gets hit.
Nah, who's sending it to?
You just got through saying it couldn't get hurt.
If something would happen to it.
Oh, okay.
When does Holly take over? We'll send it the day she takes over.
August.
Yeah.
August 1, I believe. August.
All right. We'll zap her for one. That one's in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. That would be pretty funny if the first thing that she got, two phone calls, my windshield and Bubba's roof on his golf cart. We need.
Yeah. I think you ought to send him to her anyway, even if it doesn't happen.
Holly, I don't know how you work this, but Brent always paid for this stuff, right?
Yeah. Nice crowd.
Out of his pocket.
He's paid out of his pocket. That one's inside. He fought it off. I think it was ball three, and Posey gets a piece of it and fights it off out of play.
I think that's over in Woody's yard.
I bet Woody gets a share of his balls.
Yep.
Saturday home at 2 o'clock versus Crestview.
Gets a piece of that one. He keeps fighting them off. Woody's got a handful now.
How about our golfing Saturday? That don't bode well. 2 o'clock's a stupid starting time.
We don't have a game tomorrow?
Nope.
Not correct. We don't have one. We might get one Friday. They're still working on that. That's good Friday.
Go
and that's been a little.
That's a rock.
Whether they're going to do it late, early
or
late.
That's what a senior leadership does right there. He waits for a good pitch and laced one right over the second baseman's head for a leadoff single by Ryan Post. That's going to bring Kobe Wendell.
I wasn't doing pitch counts, but I believe that was 8 or 9 pitches.
That's your job, Spencer.
No, we ain't messing with pitch
counts. I'm not good enough for that.
No.
I've tried that. It's
keep
a
us on air.
Yeah.
You got one job.
Yeah. And I'm not going to do that very well today.
That one's high.
Once you got us loaded, we were good. You're sounding good, too.
Yeah.
He's a little nervous now for a second.
Wasn't happy. Couldn't see the screen. He's blind as a bat.
He just gets mad.
He's blind as a bat.
And his temper is just trigger. Just quick. That one's
too. I've gotten, now that I'm old, I'm more crying than screaming.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Just start bawling.
just melts. Two balls, no strikes to the number two batter, Kobe Wendell. Takes that one on the outside edge for strike one. There was no doubt he was going to take a strike before he dug in here a little bit. But now he's...
Car's going 100.
Yeah, he's a little bit too
slow
fast.
Down there, brother. A lot of kids around here.
I think that's Harold Feely.
Here comes a 2-1. That one's high. Big feet. Coach B down there, and he got his carpet on. He's got his sneakers on, and...
He's ready to go.
Yep, he looks good. Three balls, one strike. Leadoff man on. Over at first base is Posty. Here comes the 3-1. That's going to be taken high for ball four. And now the Indians got a little something-something going here in the bottom of the first inning. Two guys on, nobody out. And that's going to bring Marley Will to the plate with Kendrick Wendell on deck. Big Kendrick's a big boy. You know that?
Yep.
Fee has said this. Riley Will has been pounding the ball at practice. So it'll be interesting to see. Batting in the 3-hole. Come on, Riley. Get him over anyway. Button here.
Exactly
Coach
right.
Cup,
I think he will. Chases after a bunt and doesn't come up with anything, and that's going to be strike one.
That's a good bunt.
The other young man that I'm getting good vibes on is the Luckfelt boy's been batting good. So we'll see how that goes.
Todd Homan, Dylan Feaster is Stumpy Eckstein's nephew.
Stumpy Eckstein?
Yep.
Yep. Lots of people know Stumpy.
He bunts that one down. That's a perfect bunt. That's going to work out real good. Moves everybody over, and pitcher's going to come up and make a play. So a great sacrifice bunt by Riley Will.
That is team ball.
Moves everybody over. So now Ryan Post is at third. Kobe Wendell is at second. And with one out, our number four hitter, Kendrick Wendell, with a chance to drive in a couple runs.
Kathy Etzler checks in. We're thrilled to have baseball back on Fort Recovery Radio.
We're thrilled to bring it to you.
Kathy's got a freshman this year playing JV baseball, so she'll be for Coldwater, so she'll be all over the place, but you can bet she'll be listening to Indian.
Kendrick chases that one outside for strike number one.
419-852-9201 if you're out there listening. We'd like to hear from you, give you a shout-out here, Fort Recovery Radio, bringing you Indian baseball.
Fly ball anything here, Kendrick. Put a little wood on it. Comes the 0-1. Man, he sat on that curve.
Man.
And he couldn't sit long enough. And he pulled that baby
6 inches.
Wow. Kendricks, no gloves, no anything. Old school. He's old school player.
Well, so I'm playing at playing softball last summer down at the park, and
that's
and
good.
He can hit the ball.
He's illegal.
Hit the ball.
Neil, quiet.
He can hit the ball.
That was his brother.
Yeah.
No.
Kendrick's brother.
He can't play beer league softball.
Well, he didn't have any beer. It's not a beer league.
Here comes the
softball. Playing with his dad.
Swing and a miss. Got him right there on a little high cheese. That's going to be out number two. So Kendrick had a great rip at it. Just a smidgy foul, and he's going to come up with the first strikeout.
Come on, Doozy. Base hit here, kid.
So that's going to be out number two. And that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate with Bo Tin on deck. I'd like to see Deucey get on there somehow. Anything be good. There's that slow curve again. Lands in front of the plate. Ball one.
Indians good speed on the base pass with Posty and Kobe out there. So I think a base hit scores two.
Come on. I think that, I think that Jerry's going to send Kobe too. I agree with that. Unless it's shallow. Here comes the 1-0. Fouled back here to the screen. Little tardy on that one. One ball, one strike. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Indians got two runners on, second and third. First two guys get on.
Shout out to my daughter Sam and her daughter JoJo. Listen, as the boys are picking up sticks in the yard. So,
ooh, all right.
You know they're cussing.
I think Laner loves that. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on and fouled.
A little late.
Way out of right field line.
That might be on 119. Criders.
Went right over the
Dick Criders got down there.
Still going.
Don't think Dick Criders down there at the station today.
He could be.
I don't think so.
His ashes.
His spirit.
That might be.
One ball, two strikes. Coming into Deucey. He waits on the ground, and he gets a nice one. Up towards the second baseman, he comes up with it clean, and he's going to fire it over and get the out. He got a good wood on the ball. Good start for the Indians, but nothing to show for it. We got one in the books. 0-0. We'll be back.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It has been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic control traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Did you know Kalp Pharmacy can bring you intravenous solutions you get in the hospital directly to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are the most comfortable? We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back, ready for the top of the second inning. Dylan Evers back on the mound. He throws his first pitch, and that's hit pretty hard out towards right center. The right fielder's going to go back, and he's going to make a nice play on it. Nice job out there by Derek Lochtefeldt.
That ball was hit hard into the wind.
Kind of held up, didn't it?
Yeah, that ball was tatered. Good job, Derek Lochtefeldt.
One up, one down on one pitch, and that's going to bring Quade Gilmore, David Kramer on deck here for the Bulldogs.
Quade, I like it.
Quade, cool.
Yeah.
Quade Gilmore, third baseman, number 13.
I would guess that his dad is probably the judge, Matt.
Very good chance of that.
I give you every possibility in the world. That's a check swing foul right back on top of the B&D cab.
If it lands in your bed and it stays there, do you get to keep it?
Heck yeah. I'll show that to insurance man. One ball, one strike. One away. Nice curveball nice right pitch. There. I tell you what, I was watching him warm up. He's going to, I mean, his curveball goes like 3-9. I mean, it covers that whole plate, so he's got good movement on it. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Fastball.
Heater.
Got him. Nice job right there by Dillon, and that's going to bring up two up, two down, and that's going to bring David Kramer. Second strike out of the game.
Wind is blowing in from the outfield today, and the Reds opener Thursday. You going?
I got to double check, but yeah, I think that's going to be a possibility. I don't know where we're going to set. That one's fouled out of play. Like, I guess they're doing some goofy things. They put you in these, Buppy was saying, like in these pod things.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like, I mean, his pod, and I assumed it moved all the time, but I guess it doesn't. Swing and a miss right there. Dillon getting ahead of these batters. No balls, two strikes.
It's going to be a beautiful day. High 38.
Is it cold?
Yeah.
I didn't know. Maybe I will have a sore ankle or something. I don't know. I might not make it. Here comes the 0-2. Swing and a miss.
Job.
Nice job, Dillon Evers.
Baby.
Three up, three down. Three strikeouts now on the game for Dillon. And, man, I tell you what, he's got it going on. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits. And we go to the bottom of the second. No score. Indians coming to the plate.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Wayne Street Market is the place to go every Friday during Lent. They have shrimp or fish dinners hot and ready to go back in their deli. Their shrimp dinners come with 6 pieces of butterfly shrimp and 2 sides for $6.99. Or their famous fish dinners are 3 big pieces of fish and 2 sides for $7.99. Or just get their fish by the pound for $8.99. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and avoid the wait in line. That Wayne Street Market be your solution this year for those busy Fridays during Lent.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building.
You didn't all just right. Cut that commercial.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we got the batter up.
I'll see you guys later.
Don't worry about making that payment.
Don't worry. Hey, there's a ground ball by Bo Tin.
Oh, wait, Bo.
That's going to stay inside the bag, and that's going to be a base hit for our leadoff man, Bo Tin.
Calvi, he didn't hit it hard, but he did hit it past the...
I'll tell you what, it was right on the line. It was perfect.
Well, there's the main man, the superintendent, downtown Larry Brown. Mr. Brown, how are you today?
Mr. Brown's up in the press box.
Nice. You got the heat going on, huh?
Yeah, all right, Indians got
cheat
their,
a little.
Yeah, they got the leadoff guy on, and that's going to bring Derek Lochtefeld with Landon Post on deck here for the Tribe.
You bunting here?
You know, with Landon up, I don't know. Yeah. I'd say with Derek, I mean, from what I understand, he's been hitting the ball hard, so probably not. We will find out. He didn't show on the first pitch and was taken on the outside corner for strike number one. Swing and a miss right there.
Good cut.
And don't put it past Coach Kalp to bunt with two strikes.
No.
He's done that. It's been 2 years since he's done it.
670-some days, according to Neil Spencer.
Maybe he forgot. Here comes the 0-2. Leadoff man on. That's going to be called strike three on the outside corner. The runner's going to go, and he's going to be nailed, too. So not only do we have a strike him out, punch him out, but that's going to be exactly what it is. So Bo, it's probably a hit and run, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Big Bo out there running, and Derek didn't get a piece of it. He goes down swinging. Bo gets thrown out at second on the old 2-4. And that's going to bring Landon Post to the plate. He's going to go after the first pitch and swing and miss.
All right, Calpy. How many years have we been doing Indian baseball, Neil? Six?
Yes. I don't know if this counts as six or seven.
We have had a post every year.
Yes, we have. Yes. Started with Evan. That one's popped straight up in the air. Looks like the pitcher's going to come in and make the play, and he does. Good inning for the Salina Bulldogs. Indians get their leadoff guy on, but nothing to show for it. And we're going to go to the top of the third inning, still scoreless here at Fort Recovery.
Cooper Farms is a diverse farm and food company with a variety of job openings, including various career paths. With locations in Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer, and currently expanding into Williams County, Cooper Farms is a family-owned business with big opportunities. Cooper Farms is a company that values ideas and input. We know our team members are what make Cooper Farms successful. To view job openings and apply online, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the top of the third inning. Going to be Zach Stein, Lane Newting, and back to the top, Quinn Andrews. No score here. First game of the season here for the Indians. Third for the Bulldogs. That one's fouled up and over our heads. Dylan so far has been stellar on the mound. He's got three strikeouts so far in this game and faced one over the minimum, and that was because of an error. There's a ground ball foul over into the Bulldog dugout. Zero hits so far here for the Dogs. Yeah. They stranded one so far. Here comes the 0-2.
Ooh, oh, got a nice job.
Yeah, he got it. That's a nice job by Riggs back there, too, right?
Yep.
Let's talk a little bit about Riggs, Calpe. A freshman getting behind the plate. The Indians were... You know, we thought we had our catcher, but that didn't quite turn out what it was. And Jerry and Calpe, Jerry and Fee said that they put him back there. He's just been fabulous as a freshman. And so far, he looks great.
Yeah, there hasn't been
Riggs Toby we're talking about.
Yeah, Riggs Toby so far has been great. He's and getting some what a game to catch with Dylan out there right now in such a groove. He's ahead of this batter now. No balls, two strikes. And here comes the 0-2. And that's popped up out to Derek out in right field. It's going to be out of foul territory. I don't know. And he's out of room. So, yeah, Dylan's just, man, I tell you what. My thinking is, and just talking to Harold, and I don't know if he said anything to you, man, he'd just like to get four solid innings out of that starter is what he'd like to do. And I think so far, the way Dylan's going, we're going to see that. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Great job.
Strikeout number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 now for Dylan Evers with two outs in the top of the second inning. Third inning, I'm sorry.
I think
he
got one in the first, two in the second, two in the third so far. Is that right?
So far, it's exactly what he's got. And that one's going to be hit hard up to Ryan Post. Posty comes up with it, fires across the field and right over to Mr. Wendell at first base. And that's three up and three down again. And we'll go to the bottom of the third. Indians looking to scratch a lead out of this. We're still scoreless.
For 99 years, Wangler Hardware has been in Fort Recovery providing products to local businesses and people.
We are proud to support our local schools, charities, and community projects because we're neighbors. ACE is the place for friendly, helpful service, and we feel personal service is our duty. Experience exceptional value and old-fashioned customer service from our knowledgeable staff. Wrangler Ace Hardware is located on State Route 49 on the south edge of town. We appreciate your business.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034. Message us on Facebook.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning. Dylan Evers is going to come up. Lead off the Indians. He's batting in the number 9 spot. That one's taken inside for ball number 1. Then we roll back to the top with Ryan Post and Kobe Wendell. Ryan Post led the game off with a base hit, so I would like to see Dylan get on there somehow, Bobby. And that one's the same pitch inside, ball 2. Comes a local police officer driving through, making sure everybody's under control.
He'll be okay. I'm up here. Have to stay under control.
He's looking for you. Dylan chases one across the middle of the plate. Goes foul.
First time with Larry Brown. The last time was Larry Brown at a sporting event. I got tossed out.
It was Larry's fault, you said, remember?
Well, it wasn't either our fault. It was the official thought that I was saying some other stuff that somebody else was saying.
Dylan steps back in. 2-1. Nobody out here. Bottom of the third inning. Scoreless ball game so far.
Come on, Dylan. Help yourself out here, kid.
Here comes the pitch. Gets a piece of that. Nubs her back over, and that's going to hit Big Al Post golf cart right on the seat.
Got a little update from the girls' softball at Ansonia. The Tigers take over 4-0 lead over the Indians in the second. On 3 Indian errors.
We don't want that.
Ansonia 4, Fort Recovery 0.
Get him out of the road. Good eye right there by Dylan.
Well, good pitch.
Tell you what, that was a curveball that came right down the middle.
At about 30 miles an hour.
Yeah, I tell you what. I about ran down there to chase that one.
You would swing and miss it. You'd hurt your elbow.
I would. My elbow would be killing me. Here comes the 3-2. That's in the dirt. Nice job by Dylan. That's third time in a row now. The Indians have had their leadoff man on. Eventually, that comes back to haunt you, my friend.
Okay, I like it.
It will
top
this
the order.
Time.
Come on, Posty.
Yeah. And that's going to bring up Ryan Post.
Yep. Top of the order. It's trouble for Salina.
If I remember right, didn't they have tremendous hot dogs here?
Yeah, we got the jumbo hot dogs. I didn't get a chance to
just
get
saying. I don't want anything or anything. I just
that was taken right on the outside edge for strike number 1.
I can maybe arrange something like that.
Well, we just was kind of curious. Baseball hot dogs,
apple pie, and Chevrolet.
Bingo! Come on, Posty, base hit here.
Leadoff man on down there at first base, Dylan Evers. Here comes the pitch.
Dylan's got good wills.
That one's popped straight up in the infield, mile high. Pitcher's going to come in and take it again. And, oh, man, I tell you what, that just about fell behind him.
Yep.
Nice play.
Nice play by him. So Dylan Feaster helps himself, gets the leadoff man to go out, and that's going to bring our number 2 hitter, Kobe Wendell, to the plate. Second time we pop somebody up to the old pitcher. Out number 1. Come on, Kobe. Riley Will on deck for the Tribe. There goes the runner. That was going to be in the dirt. It's going to be a tough play for the... And it is. Nice job right there by Dylan. Pitch kind of got outside and in the dirt, so it's going to be pretty tough for him to come up with a good throw. And now Dylan's in scoring position with a stolen base.
Pretty nice play by the catcher there.
Backhand and smoked it down there, yeah.
Come on, kid.
All right. Come on, Cubby. Dive in that first round here of the year. What do you say? And he hits it hard over to the third baseman. Third baseman does his job. Checks his runner, throws it high over to the first baseman. And everybody's going to be safe. And Dylan's going to move over to third. So the third baseman did exactly what he was supposed to do. Checked the runner and then rushed his throw and just got her a little high about it.
Absolutely.
So that's going to go down as a E5, exactly like Bobby says. Kobe will be over at first base now, and Dylan moves to third. So the Indians now, with a runner at third base and one out, can score on sacrifice fly or anything. And quickly, Kobe, we got Steves. Kobe. Yeah, Kobe's down to second base. So Riley kind of fakes the bunt and pulls back, and Kobe's down there, and that's our second stolen base of the inning.
Come on, Riley.
So now, Riley's in the same spot he was before, but the last time he bunted him over. That's right. He was at first and second. Here comes the pitch. That's high. One ball, one strike.
Come on, Zero. Come on, kid.
To Riley Will. Runners in scoring position. We got Dylan Evers and Kobe out there at second. Face hit here scores two. Here comes the pitch. Right down the heart of the plate. One ball, two strikes now to Riley. Who's Riley's dad? Is that Kevin?
If Neil would have crumpled that paper up one more time, I was going to come over there and throw him out the press box.
You getting angry? Missed it.
Will you be mad at me when I start crunching the butterscotch?
That's outside. Oh. Nice stop by the catcher here for the Bulldogs, that Mr. Stogler. Which Bobby thinks is just an all-world athlete, and I think you're right, Neil. I never gave that a thought.
He's a good catcher.
Yep.
Whoa. Look at this lovely lady. She is on her game, I'll tell you that. Thank you, baby.
Here comes the 2-2. Oh, he reached out after a ball number three, no doubt about it, but he didn't want to strike out looking. I know exactly how he felt. Thank goodness he reached out there and got just a touch on her.
MVP. Come on, Riley. Come on, kid.
Two guys on. No score here. Bottom of the third inning. One out. 2-2 pitch. Dylan Feaster finding himself in a smidgy of trouble here in the bottom of the third. There's his curveball. He gets a piece of it. Shortstop's going to come in. Look, his runner's back, and he's going to make a nice play right there. Shortstop did exactly what he was supposed to do. Looked the runner's back, fired over, and got out number two.
Interesting there. I think that I think Dylan's got to go, don't he?
As soon as he throws?
Well, I mean, I think if worst thing's worse, is Kobe's at third. As soon as that ball.
I don't know, man. That was right there. I don't know. I think he was dead meat, too, but I understand what you're saying.
Get out!
And that, my friends, is going to be rocket up the middle, and it's going to get past the center fielder. So there goes Mr. Wendell. He's taking off. He's going to go in there for a stand-up double.
Atta baby, Kendrick.
And Kendrick Wendell drives in the first two runs of 2021. How about that? Nice job, young man.
See ya.
That catcher made, or center fielder made a great dive at it, but when he did that, he's on the ground, and that ball's way past him.
So the senior, Dylan Evers, comes in. He scores the first run. And the senior, Kobe Wendell, comes in right behind him, and he scores the second run of the inning. And that's going to bring Brock Deuce to the plate. Deucey swings after that first pitch, and that's going to go behind the old catcher, and that's going to be strike number one. That was a great hit. That's why you don't send him, because you know Kendrick's going to come up and rip a double.
There you go. He was supposed to go there, because that Kobe was kind of... I'm just going by what Kobe was pointing
Kobe
out
take
to
off, too?
Yeah.
Did he?
Well, then afterwards, he looked at Dylan at third, and he kind of gave it the...
Oh, okay. I didn't
so
see
why,
that.
Yeah.
Somebody built the press box with a giant post right in the middle.
It's like our basketball gym.
Yeah, well
we want a
pillar in the middle.
You got to have a little support.
Yeah.
Can't have one big giant
support
window.
Can be beautiful.
Here comes the pitch. That's high. Now Kendrick finds himself back ahead here. Brock Deuce, I'm sorry. Kendrick's out there at second base with a 2 RBI double to put the Indians on top, 2-0. Here comes a 2-1, swing and a miss right there.
Perry Hall texts in, says, if you and Cowpey were playing today,
Yeah.
What would our walk-up music be? He said his would be opera. The most depressing.
He's such a knucklehead.
The most depressing opera you could possibly get.
I can tell you. Ooh, nice job right there, Ducey. I thought he was going to get rung up on that one. But just a smidgey outside. Now it's 3-2. Two outs, two across the plate. I can tell you his dad would have walked up to the Queen. That's, he always played the music group Queen.
Yeah. I would probably do the Todd Frazier "Fly Me to the Moon," little Frankie.
Well, that would fit you, yeah.
About my way.
Strike three, right down the heart of the plate, right there. Ducey looked at one right there, strikeout looking. But hey, in the inning, the Indians pick up two runs on a big two-out double by Kendrick Wendell, and they lead 2-0 going into the top of the fourth.
This is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, here we go. We're back getting ready for the top of the fourth inning. Indians pick up a couple big runs in the bottom of the third, take a 2-0 lead. Dylan Evers back up on the mound. I am not going to say what I want to say, because he's got a no-hitter going, Bobby.
Oh,
through three, and I know it. Stab me. I know it. I shouldn't have even started that, but I did. First pitch swinging right there by Blaine Eller. He's going to be followed by Zach Hirsch and then Brandon Stogler.
Calvin, when you look at this Indian roster, and you know, we talk about the youth, and we didn't play last year.
Yeah.
And one of the guys that the Indians depended on, and Coach Kalp, is Daniel Patch, who took a shot off his ankle.
I heard he was in a boot, huh?
Yeah, at the Coldwater scrimmage. And, yeah. And he went four innings and gave up a couple runs, and I think he pitched very well. And from what I understand, talking to Kafee, and he thinks that you know, I think he's got the boot off, or if he's getting...
Oh, does he?
Yeah, and
oh,
he's
good.
Starting to take some swings. And
oh, good.
They're hoping
good.
Two more weeks he's going to be back, so...
Good, 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 good. Swing and a miss right there. Gets away from... And that's his first mistake. So Riggsy gets one. His strike number three gets away from him. And instead of stepping off to the side of the runner...
Exactly.
Instead of stepping off, he threw it across the top of the runner, and all he had to do was make two steps and just throw a bullet right
down. That's a freshman error.
And that's
I guarantee you, Coach Kalp will say, hey, listen, when that happens, you step out in front of that
plate
and you fire it down there. You don't throw it like that.
Yeah.
And it's just a learning thing, and Riggs will do fine. He made a nice play to stop a strikeout in the dirt.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We'll learn.
Absolutely. That's
pretty good chance we won't see him do that again in the next
few years. He'll remember, I can tell you that. That's for sure. And that one swung on and fouled out of play. But it's exactly what happened. And he just tried to lob it over that runner. And Kendrick's like, dude, I'm a big guy, but I can't reach that one. So the Bulldogs get their leadoff guy on. There's a hard hit ball over to Ducey. Ducey comes up, fires over to landing post and gets the leadoff guy. Nice job down there by Brock Deuce and helping Dylan out here. So that's going to go down as a 5-4 in the book. Out number one. And then Zach Hirsch is over at first base, and Brandon Stogler will be at the plate.
Oh, this could be two.
And that one's hit hard over to Ryan, over to Landon, Landon over to first, and he's there. Nice stretch by Kendrick.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Nice try by the Indians, I'll tell you what.
That was a one-hopper right to the shortstop.
Yeah.
Ryan Post made a nice flip over and a good play by the second baseman. And kid just
bang,
beat
bang
it
play,
out.
Yeah, so. Bang, bang play down there. So, Indians doing a good job keeping that leadoff guy and leadoff runner at first base. So, now with two outs, quick throw over, and it's going to get past Kendrick, and that's going to move the runner over to second base. Boy, I didn't even see that ball get past him.
Come on, Dylan. Come on, kid. Get out of here.
So that's going to move Brandon Stogler over to second base, right? And there's Brandon Stogler out there, but it's number four, isn't it? Is that right, Bobby? That one's hit, and they're going to be out of play down the right field line.
How about this text I just got? Ready
mm-hmm.
for this one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can't be at the game tonight, coming home from Missouri, but can always count on you guys putting on a good live broadcast. Future Hall of Fame announcers, glad to have baseball back, Ralph Evers.
Big Ralph.
Big Ralph checking in.
Son of a gun. Dang. Good to hear from him.
Well, drive careful, Ralph.
That's a ground ball over to Brock. Brock comes up with it, fires over to first base. And that's going to be out number three. Brock Deuce having a nice night down there at the old hot corner. And the Indians get out of that little jam, and we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Indians are leading 2-0.
My name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're getting back here. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Indians got
stuff we got to read.
Indians got a 2-0 lead here after a couple runs in the bottom of the third. What we got to read?
Well, we got to go. The varsity baseball scheduled to play Houston.
Ooh,
at fifth third field. On
Used to be April 9th. Third. It's something or day air or something. Whatever. But everybody knows what we're talking.
Tickets
about.
Tickets are $6, and there's no tickets. So you got to get them sold online. Fort Recovery Baseball gets proceeds.
Yep.
So you can access the link if you go to like Fort Recovery Baseball or Fort Recovery Athletics.
Fort Recovery Athletics.
And you can get how you're supposed to get your tickets. Get your tickets. We're hoping to be there, Spencer. Fort Recovery Radio.
Yep, I've got questions into them, but I haven't got answers yet. But we've always been welcome there. They don't have any problem.
It's always been a fun game
to
go to.
Oh yeah.
All right, Dylan Feaster back on the mound here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He's going to face Bo Tin. Bo swings at one and nips it.
Bo got a hit last time up.
Bo Tin ripped. Yeah, he did. Ground ball right down third baseline. Bobby, good memory. Yep. Derek Lochtefeld on deck
only
and then
10 minutes
post.
Ago. I'm struggling. I'm old, but I ain't going to forget that.
The worst part is I went back and looked at the buck.
Yeah, no, I did.
Yeah. I knew he had a hit, but I couldn't remember where he did it. Best again. Comes the 0-1. A little bit low, and that's going to be one ball. One strike here to... What is Bo? Is Bo a sophomore?
Bo Tin is a sophomore.
Yeah,
yep.
Cool. Good big boy. Son of a gun. Here comes the 1-1. Pulled foul over into the Bulldog dugout.
You know, it's funny. We had Ryan on Wednesday night in sports mm-hmm. talk, and Fee asked a question, here you are coaching girls softball, and your son's playing, and he's going to get a lot of playing time, and how do you deal with that? And he said, well, Bo gave me his blessing. And that, you know, that's –
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. Hats off to both of them because I know Ryan loves to coach girls softball, but absolutely. You don't want to miss your kids' baseball games.
No, I'm not.
And, you know, so hats off to both the 10 boys, Ryan and Bo. And ain't nothing like having Pappy in the stands, but there's also, you know.
He'll catch some games. He'll catch some games. But it is tough, you know. You're trying to coach, and I get it. It's tough. Two balls, two strikes to Mr. Bojangles. Here comes the pitch. That's going to be caught him on the outside corner. I thought it was off the plate just a smidge, but it was too close. That's going to be a K looking for out number one for Mr. Bo.
Michelle Holman update, girls softball.
Give me some rounds, idiots.
After three, the Tigers from Anzonia 6, the Indians 0.
Ooh, they might have a good pitcher, huh?
Let's get off of that 0.
Well, they play a heck of a softball down south.
Mm-hmm. Yes. They're outstanding teams all
Dark
over.
Dark County tough.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to make this prediction right now. The Bradford Railroaders will win state in girls softball this year.
Is that
wow.
I made that prediction. Just remember when you heard it.
I'm not sure they're the Railroaders, though.
Bradford Railroaders?
Yes, yeah. Bradford Railroaders, yep.
That one's popped up.
That one's got the Fort Recovery radio vehicle. Or the Daily Standard dude's car. Where'd he park? That's already got on.
That's already got hit three times.
Does Billy B. have a lazy boy on the back of his truck tonight? What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like a big old chair.
Here comes the 0-2 to Derek. That's a curveball, and that's going to be taken outside.
You can get a chair at Lowe's or Menards, the size of this press box, a lazy boy.
You got a big chair?
Yeah, they're like $100. You sit them three times, they break.
I was going to say that.
It is the biggest chair.
That sounds like if it's that big and that cheap,
it's awesome.
You're not even going to finish a game.
You got to get a semi to get it in your house.
You inflate it or what? All right, Derek's fighting his way back. Two balls, two strikes, one out here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Indians up a couple runs. That one's outside, too. Good job, Derek. Hang in there now.
I would go as far as to say, we said we've had a post every year since we did. I would say we've had a Lochtefeld every year.
Pretty dang close. That's right.
That's probably right.
Yep.
Pretty dang close. Here comes the 3-2 in the dirt. Nice job, Derek.
All right.
How about that? Found himself down, no balls, two strikes, and took four straight balls and finds himself over at first base. So now the Indians got a runner on, and that's going to bring our second baseman, Landon Post.
Did you by any chance DVR the NASCAR Bristol race today?
It was in the dirt, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, I did not. I knew it was in the dirt. Why was it today? Oh, it was rained out.
Rained out yesterday. They had like 36 inches of rain in Tennessee yesterday.
Bristol's full of water. Landon takes that first pitch on the outside edge for strike number one. I got a hunch we're going to see Mr. Lochtefeld take off here. Here comes the 0-1. Taken high. One ball, one strike. Well, it would have been nice to see Riley play his senior season last year, Bob. You know,
yeah,
dang
absolutely.
One ball, one strike, one out. There goes Mr. Lochtefeld, and that's a hit and run, and that's going to fall right into right center field gap. Here comes Lochtefeld. He's going to head over to third. Jerry Kelp's going to chase him home. He's going to have to hurry. Here comes the relay, and he's coming in.
Yes,
and he slides in safely.
Landon Post.
How about that right there? Landon Post with a hit and run. Puts one perfectly between the right and center fielder. And I tell you what, Coach Kelp taking a little bit of... Man.
Huh? He was in there easy.
But I don't know if that's his way of doing things this year. He's pretty aggressive, Neil.
If it had been a perfect throw, they would have had him.
Plus, Derek's fast.
Yes.
Yeah, great start. So how about that? Landon Post with an RBI. I guess we'll give him a double, won't we, Bobby? Standing on second.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And Derek's going to come all the way around. And that's going to bring up Dylan Evers, who's going to pop one straight up into the infield and right in front of second base. Shortstop's going to make the play.
That thing was a mile high.
I couldn't even see it anymore.
and that wind kept moving.
It's crazy.
I was watching the shortstop trying to follow it, and he kind of ran around about 14 different spots. He stopped.
Absolutely.
So many.
Six.
One. All right. Ryan Post back up to the plate.
Come on, Post.
Lead off, man. Got a runner in scoring position out there in Landon Post. Here comes the pitch. Slow curve, man. He'd like to have that back. Is that taken high?
Yep, a little tall.
One ball, no strikes.
One run
across the plate. 3-0 ball game here in favor of the purple and white. Here comes the pitch. That's a fastball, and that's going to be hit out there pretty hard towards the left fielder. Left fielder.
Oh, no.
Overruns it. It slices behind his head, and that's going to be another double for Ryan Post. Nobody touched that ball.
He didn't touch it.
That's a double. He should have caught it, but that's a double.
Kobe Wendell up to the plate.
That was a classic left fielder coming over. And
slicer.
Right. Yeah.
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 That looked like your drive.
My drive would have ended up out of bounds on that.
That away, Ryan Post. Hit the ball hard.
Another RBI makes it 4-0 now in favor of our purple and white. That one's a little low.
Scoreboard's wrong, ain't it? It's 4-0, ain't it?
4-0.
Okay.
Yeah. Kobe Wendell back at the plate. Kobe, so far in this game, he walked his first time up, and then he reached on an error by the third baseman.
Come on, Kobe. Come on, kid.
Ryan Post out there at second base. Picks that one on the inside edge for a strike.
We've got to give a shout-out to Kobe's brother. Cade started pitching last night, Lake Erie versus Finley.
Was that Finley, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was at Finley, and Cade got the ball to start the game, and I didn't hear any stats, but I seen there's a lot of people up there watching. So,
I believe that.
So one of our Fort Recovery's best baseball players of all time, Cade Wendell. Congratulations, buddy. And we're rooting for you back home.
Absolutely. Not sure what was going on there. Somebody called time or what. But okay. One ball, one strike, two outs here. Indians got one across the plate so far. Two across the plate so far in this inning. And there's a ground ball. Pretty tough. Oh, nice job out there by Ryan Post screwing up the shortstop. He comes up with it and fires across the field. Nice play for the third out in the inning. But again, the Indians pick up two more runs. And at the end of four complete, the Indians 4, Bulldogs 0.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Now you can mow like the pros with a Simplicity zero-turn mower. These mowers have all the features professionals demand. Durability, heavy-duty construction, and of course, a perfect cut. Simplicity zero-turn mowers with their exclusive suspension system let you mow more lawn in less time, and you'll have fun doing it because these mowers are unlike any you've ever used. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
All right, we're back here, ready for the top of the fifth inning. Dylan Evers back on the mound here for the Indians. So far, having a stellar game. He's got a 4-0 lead here, and he's going to face 6-7-8 Gilmore, Kramer, and Stein. First three batters for the Bulldogs. That one's inside for ball number one. The most batters he's faced so far in an inning has been four. He's had 2 4-batter innings and 2 3-batter innings. There's a ground ball up the middle. Should be an easy play for Ryan Post. Posty comes up with it, flings her across over to Kendrick, and that's going to be out number one. So Gilmore goes down 6-3 in the old book, and that's going to break David Kramer up to the plate. Looks like we got a pinch hitter here, Bobby. R.J. Mullenkamp, a little sophomore.
R.J. the DJ.
R.J. Mullenkamp. Batting for David Kramer. Takes that one a little over his head. Goes back to the screen, and that's going to be ball number one. Well, Dylan's a big, tall kid out there in the mound. What is he, about 6'3", 6'4"? I don't know. Maybe taller than that, Bobby. Yeah, I don't know. He's a big boy.
Coach Melton had him at 6'5 on his program this year. And you're right, Calvin. He had a nice season this year in basketball, and he's a good athlete, good kid, easy to root for.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he's been absolutely phenomenal here today.
Yeah, you got another strike right there. And there's a fastball taking a smidgy high. Two balls, one strike here. One out so far in the top of the fifth inning.
He really has a nice mechanics. If you look at his arm swing through, you know, he just looks nice, loose, and just throwing strikes. And keep her going, kid.
Yeah, that one's inside for ball number three. And so far he's struck out. He's punched out six so far in this ball game. He's only stranded a couple, and both of them was because of errors. One on Ryan Post and one on Riggs Toby. And that's going to be the first ball.
That's first
base
walk?
Base on balls. That's going to be his first walk that he's given up. To R.J. Mullenkamp goes down to first base. Zach Stein coming to the plate. Stein brings popcorn.
You're unbelievable.
Man, this is going to be big.
Huh?
No one has ketchup. Is that good?
Yeah, it's fine.
Well, we're going to be quiet for about 5 minutes.
That's the biggest hot dog I've ever seen.
Supper time.
Tell you what, you keep talking and I'll eat.
I knew that's why he did it how he does.
Nah,
2 years and I forgot how he does it. Nice pitch right there. Right down the heart of the plate. Gets back on top of his boys. So that's going to be Zach Stein here. He's the center fielder for the Bulldogs. He has batted once. He struck out swinging his first time up. That one's taking a smidgy outside. Breaking ball. Come on, Dylan. Get back on top. How am I rolling too? Quick pickoff play. Keeps him honest back here at first base. And he's with a four-run lead. Here comes the pitch. Swung and a miss. Nice off-speed pitch right there by Dylan. Stein way out in front. One ball, two strikes. Brought the heater to him, and he punches it out of play down the right field line. Tell you, Dylan's doing a heck of a job tonight so far. Here comes a 1-2, and that's ripped in fair ball over the Brock Deuce's head. That's going to be the first hit of the game also, and that's going to put runners at first and second. So Zach Stein comes up with the first hit of the night for the Bulldogs here in the top of the fifth inning, and that's going to move R.J. Mullenkamp over to second.
See, that's my fault. I eat a hot dog, they get a base hit.
First walk and first hit.
You're through with the hot dog. How was it?
Delicious.
Jumbo hot dogs, $2.
Hey, who made them? Who's down there?
I don't know who. Brad Evers' kids are down there. So perfect. Dylan's sister's
infield fly.
It's going to be in foul territory. Wow. Brock comes back over, and he's going to make the play. Four out number one. Good job by Brock.
Good job.
Quinn Andrew up to the plate.
You know, it was interesting to watch
their coach.
Their coach.
He's out of the way much, but I don't think he's seen it.
I don't know either, but I'm thinking, dude, you got to give him some space. Out number one, runner still at first and second, and that's going to roll back to the top with Quinn Andrews.
School board says two out. It's two, eh?
Yeah, that is two. Started the inning off with a Ryan Post got that first down 6-3. Let's get out of this jam here.
Good
There's
pitch.
A strike right there. One ball, one strike. Bulldogs with a couple on here. Base on ball on their first hit. Here comes a 1-1. And that's it out towards center field. Center fielder's going back. Looks like he's going to make a routine play, and he does. Nice job by the Indians to get out of that. A little bit of a jam, and we'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians on top, 4-0.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound medications to fit your needs to the exact dosage, form, and strength prescribed by your physician. We compound for wounds, pain management, hormone replacement, and more. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
All right, we're back here. Top of the bottom of the inning number five. It's 3-4-5 for the Indians. Riley, Will, Kendrick, Wendell, and Brock Dews. Riley looking for his first hit of 2021. He has sacrificed and grounded out for Coach Calvin Indians. Indians leading 4-0. Heck of a start so far. Dylan Evers has been fabulous on the mound. Gave up one hit through five, and the Indians lead it 4-0. I got a couple texts here. Kathy Etzler chiming in again. God love her. She says, thanks for doing this, boys. She said, I seen Bradford play Saturday. Coldwater must have played them. And she said, they are really good. Michelle Homan, after four, Indians girls still trail 6-0. JB in the booth. JB.
Big JB.
Big J. Hit Brian. Come up. I got a text from Jake Kanapke. He says, Jake had little, their dog had nine. Count them, nine.
Puppies,
labs.
Okay, man.
And Smitty bought two of them the other day for $2. He gave them to his Lane and Will, and he asked them how much. They said $1, so he gave them $2. So
dollar puppy,
dollar puppy, not bad.
Kind of free.
Yeah. Yep. So Jake wasn't sure if he was going to charge $800 or $1. So Smitty got a pretty good deal on the labs.
Smitty sold them for $3.
Oh, he's crooked as the day is long.
Smitty sold them for $3.
Oh, yeah.
Pocketed $5 and away he went.
Yep, no downer. Ball two strikes. That ball's outside. Senior Riley Will in the third hole for Coach Calp's Indian. Coach Calp's down there at third. Mr. Harold Feely down at first base. Them two have been at it for quite some time. Through thick and thin, them two have been here, and they've done a great job with the Fort Recovery baseball program. Here's a pitch. That's lined in the right field. Tough play by the right field. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. Riley's got good wheels. Makes a big turn at first, and that's a leadoff single for Mr. Riley Will.
Kind of went with that pitch and popped it right out.
That's a good piece of hitting, absolutely, mm-hmm. Calpy. Here's a big star for the Indians, Kendrick Wendell. Kendrick had a double that scored the Indians' first two runs on a rocket to center field. Big Kendrick playing first base has done a really nice job down there at first, Copy, too.
I couldn't believe how that young man stretched out for that one ball.
Now, Kendrick, who's Kendrick's pappy?
Terry's.
That's Terry's boy.
Yeah.
So maybe we can give him some turkey up here sometime.
Ooh, some barbecue?
Maybe some barbecue turkey or maybe pork. Pizza.
And some of the barbecue pork. Maybe he'll bring us one of those brisket pizzas.
Well, whatever he brings, we'll eat it. I mean, I'm just... That ball's high, runner go, and that's going to go out in left center field. Nice play by the shortstop. Stolen base, Riley Will. Good job, buddy. So now the Indians with a runner in scoring position with one ball on Big Kendrick. Yeah, we love free stuff here.
And we are really good guinea pigs, because we'll try anything.
Yeah, you can bring up a plate full of you know what, and we'll give her a taste.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
But I've had some of that one. There's a line drop, base hit left field. Riley with a big turn. He's waving around. Coach Cal, bring him in. And he is going to be safe as he slides under. Kendrick in trouble. No, they're throwing it around now. Kendrick Wendell with an RBI single in the Indians. Take a 5-0 lead.
I think Kendrick Wendell just pulled back the bow and shot the arrow right.
Yeah, he did. That's what he did.
He did something.
Yeah.
Just two for two, and we're shooting the arrow out.
Anybody
there.
Have a heart attack?
Hey, big boy.
Nice job, Kendrick.
Kendrick had to hook his pickup truck up to my little man left out in left field and pull me out. I stuck. Yeah.
Oh, you guys were putting up the banner?
Yeah. He was fired up by it now.
Here's third baseman Brock Dews.
When you were moving back and forth, it was struggling a little bit.
Oh. He got buried.
I'll tell you what, though, the field just looks beautiful. The big left purple monster and the state baseball banners out there in center. And
you know, the crazy thing is, this may be, I'm not going to say for sure, but it should be.
The last year.
Last season here at Fish Diamond.
If everything works out.
If everything goes good.
That ball's outside. 2-0 to Doozy. Brock's 0 for 2. He struck out looking and grounded out to second base in his two play appearances.
So he's due.
He is due. He's played a heck of a third base for Coach Cal.
Well, you know, and again, you know, he lost his sophomore season. He's a junior. Lost his sophomore season, so it's going to take him a couple
games. There's a grounder to shortstop. Good hop for the shortstop. Fires it on and gets Brock by a step. Good hustle by Brock. Good play by the shortstop. That's one out. Runner remains at second base. 6-3 if you're scoring at home. Here's Big Bo. He's DH'ing for Riggs. Bo has had a base hit down the third baseline and struck out looking. Can't get enough runs, Calvin. Let's get that little one stranded.
No, I guarantee you he wants to get him in.
There is a ground ball in a hole and a base hit. That's left field.
I don't know if he's going to send the big
Kendrick
fella.
Kendrick is going to stop at third. And Bo 10 with hit number 2 for himself today.
I'm pretty sure Brother Jerry had the old windmill going for a second, and then he realized.
Yep. I thought
he was. Yeah, that left fielder was only about 40 feet out of the infield.
Yeah, I don't know why that left fielder is so deep. I mean, the wind is blowing dead end from out there.
In my opinion, you might as well play in until you get burned.
Yeah, it looks like they
we're going to have a pitching change here, Coach.
Out talking to him.
Weish is out to talk to his pitcher, and we are going to make a pitching change. Yep. Center fielder is going to come in and pitch. We're going to take a break, come right back. Indians leading 5-0 for Recovery Radio.
Have everything you need for Easter dinner? Wayne Street Market has everything you need to take care of your crew, from fresh vegetables and other side dishes to the ham and anything else you need, they have it all. And don't forget to order your veggie or fruit trays and your meat and cheese trays. Order ahead at 375-2865 to be sure they have it ready for you. Easy and convenient, make Wayne Street Market your Easter headquarters, the hometown store that saves you more.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
So we're ready.
Yeah, who's coming?
All right, we're back here. Pitching change. Zach Stein coming in and take over for the Bulldogs and Indians. Leading it 5-0 with runners in the corners. One out. Derek Lochtenfeld up. Derek is 1-for-2. Singled and scored in the fourth inning. One of the Indians' 5 runs. Squares around the butt. I think that runner's going to be gone. Fired down to third. Big man's back. Stolen base for Bo 10. Nine runners at second and third. Hit scores two, maybe, for Derek.
Hey, Kendrick found out real quick how that ball comes back down third, doesn't he?
Yeah, he about dead duck there.
I think he was close to being dead duck, too.
Yep.
Coach Cobb saying, oh, Kendrick, come on now.
That ball's low, 1-1. Great crowd here at the old Ball Orchard today. Indians season opener 2021. We love being back in the
old
booth.
Press box, yeah. Man.
McNeil over there. McNeil, I got to tell you a little story. We're setting up here today, and during the commercial, you heard all of our great sponsors, and we wouldn't be able to bring this to you. There's a ground ball slowly hit foul down to third base. Wouldn't be able to bring you Indian baseball.
Are you going to make fun of me again?
A little bit.
Okay.
So Spencey hands me the list of the rosters, and it's not their list of the rosters.
Sponsors?
It's his sponsors. So then he goes to look for the sponsors list, and it absolutely disappeared.
It's not in this press box.
It's not in the press box.
It was there because I tried to give it to Bob.
Yeah, I looked at it. It blew out the window, or Spencey ate it. So all of our sponsors, we love you, and we wouldn't be able to do this without you. But, slow curve. Just misses inside. 2-2, Derek Langtefeld.
Looks like the old list of sponsors is stuck in the hood of Kenny Stallman down there. Kenny don't know it yet.
It might be.
Derek swings that bat around. Swing and a miss. Got him on a change.
Yes, he did. That's the toughest pitch to hit. And that's a good change. Yep.
Here's Landon Post. Landon with a big double last time up. And Landon also had a little. I think he might have shot the old bow and arrow when he got to second base.
Did he?
The double. Yeah, I don't think the old young kids lack any confidence. For Coach Kopp. It kind of resembles their coaching staff. You can't get any two cocky guys.
I have never shot a bow and arrow. Yeah. I have never shot a bow and arrow. Even deer hunting. I've never
Never done it?
No.
Come on, Landon. Base hit here, brother. Popped him up. Second baseman's running in, and he makes the catch. But the Indians play add-on. They get a run. They had a couple hits. They leave two. We got five in the books. Your Indians lead it 5-0.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
Right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery.
Hi, we're back here getting ready for the top of the sixth inning. Dylan Evers back out on the mound having one heck of a night. First pitch comes in inside to Blaine Aller.
I got to think this might be Dylan's last inning.
Well, yeah, I would have to think so, too. I would say, and if he gets a couple guys on, he might get pulled. But I don't know. You know, that one's flared out down the right field line.
Well, it's just hard to root for a kid more than you do Dylan Evers.
Tell you what, I'm fired up the way this young man came out here and pitched tonight.
Oh,
ooh,
good
got
pitch.
One on the inside corner. One ball, two strikes. He brought the smoke to him and put it down there
hard.
Right below his knees.
I bet he's
in
the 60 pitches anyway.
I was just going to say, Bobby, how many pitches you think he's got?
I have him at 68. High.
You have no idea.
You're right. He called my bluff.
Well, since you said in the first inning I'm not keeping track, wasn't hard to do. Here comes a 2-2.
That one's lined out to Ryan Post. Ryan comes up with an easy one, and that's going to be out number one.
Ryan Post with the catch. Zach Ertz.
Jerry's coming out.
Yeah,
well, he's going to see.
He probably had a pitch count.
Either that or he got a couple pitches high.
He's taking him out.
Yeah, he's going to take him out and move.
Dylan Evers, congratulations, brother.
Absolutely.
Heck of a job.
Dylan Evers on one heck of an opening day here.
Yep.
Only walked one guy. He struck out six. And as long as Bobby put that in there. Gave up one hit, stranded four. Wow.
Here comes Brock Dew's going to take over.
Two of the guys that got on was the two errors that our Indians had. So stellar night right there, and hats off to him.
So Brock's going to pitch, and
so Brock Dew's going to come in, and I talked a little bit to Jerry. I said he's going to come in and lay, and he said I'm going to bring Brock in a couple times.
That's pretty hard.
And he said I think you'll be happy with him. So.
Yep.
First time I get to see him.
I don't know, but that was the fastest warm-up ever.
I think he threw three pitches.
Yep. Ducey was funny. His dad is, let me think now, lives out on Menchofer Road, he told me.
No, that's St. Anthony.
He is right. His dad went to St. Anthony. There's a rocket bringing old Ducey, and Ducey throws the first pitch. And Zach Hurst says,
who's his dad?
I got to think. You give me a minute. You got pressure on me.
I thought it was Kip. Hell, I didn't know.
No. His dad's a farmer. He lives out on Menchofer Road. Somebody text that to me. Todd Homan will text it to me.
No kidding.
It's on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it. That's outside.
Well, I had no idea.
Yeah, super nice kid. Super nice young man. He was up there. And me and Dylan and Brock up on putting the old purple monster up that day. And both of them, good kids. We're laughing our butts off up there. That was a little high. And Brock played football too, right?
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he
played well, very well.
So Slina's got a guy on. We do have one out here in the top of the sixth inning. That one's a little high.
Kid. Go on, kid.
Three balls, no strikes. All we did was swap Dylan and Brock. So Dylan Evers is over third right now. Here comes the pitch. That's outside. That's going to be ball four. So four straight pitches, and now we got runners at first and second.
Dylan Feaster now batting.
And that's going to bring Slina's pitcher. Their opening, their pitcher tonight, their starter is Dylan Feaster, and he's coming to the plate. I don't know. Did Dylan just go out to center field then, Bobby? Is that what happened when they made the swap?
I forgot to look, but I think he did.
He came out.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad one of us was watching.
Yep. Because the fans gave him a standing ovation.
Gotcha. That pitch is taking a little high.
Come on, kid. Throw strike here now. Get settled down a little bit. Let the defense help you.
You know, I wonder if Riggs is calling this game or if he's looking over. That one's way outside. Good job by Riggs Toby to get his hand out there. Two balls, no strikes, and it's not going to take long, and it's going to be loaded bases here.
I'd like to see him slow him down a little bit. I think he's rushing a little bit. Like Jerry, go out there and say, just relax, Burley.
Yeah.
It really looked like he hurried that last pitch. That's better.
There we go. That one's right across the heart of the plate for Steerack 1. Two balls and a strike. I'd like to see a little ground ball here or something. My question was, is Fee calling the pitches? I don't know if Fee does. I mean, is Jerry? I mean, I don't know. That's hit hard out
that
to left center.
Rocket. Come on, baby.
Our left fielder is going back, and he's going to be over his head. He's going to pick it up on one hop, and I think we're going to have a runner stay at. So that ball was hit hard, and I think it was hit over Kobe's head out there. I think he thought he was going to be able to make a play on it, and it just kept carrying and right over his head, and that's going to be a base hit. So now we got Hirsch at third, Stogler at second, and Dylan Feaster at first. We got one out. Coach Kopp going back out and talking to his young pitcher and saying, all right, what's our game plan here? Somebody got to get me an out.
Probably saying the same thing you were saying.
Well, I just think he wants to settle him down. And
he didn't play. He didn't play that very well in left field there.
Well, he went, I don't know. I mean,
Kobe will tell you, I got to make that play.
Well, we was always taught, you go back, you can always come in. And he was kind of floating back there, and it just kept carrying on him.
7-0 now, Anzonia over Our Lady Indians.
So the Bulldogs definitely threatening here in the top of the sixth inning. Indians up 5-0, but Slina with one out here in the top of the fifth. Bases are loaded. And Brock comes in with a pitch, and that's going to be taken for a strike.
That away, kid.
Good start for him here. Infielder's playing standard.
Give me an out.
That was taken just a little bit high. It was ran across the heart of the plate, but just a little bit too high.
Kid's about 6'5", batting.
It's the only thing it could have been.
I don't know.
Here comes the 1-1. That's outside. Two balls, one strike, one out.
Nowhere to put him.
Bases loaded. 5-0 ball game. Indians on top. Gets a piece of that.
Good job.
Rocky ties things back up at 2-2. Boy, I'd like to see him getting out here.
Jake Kanapke says it's one of Shorty's grandkids. You're saying it ain't.
I don't know what his dad's name is. He lives on Manchofer Road. I just don't know that. That's outside.
Well, I don't like it.
I think a couple of years ago when he came in and played third base toward the end of the season, I asked somebody and they said it
back
wasn't.
Back work camp. Brock's dad is Kevin.
Kevin. There we go. Oh, got him. Nice job. Brock comes. He brought him some high inside cheese, and he couldn't lay off of it. And Brock comes up with a huge strikeout.
That was a big one.
Copy, you're exactly right. He got it inside, handcuffed him, and
catches a break right there because that was definitely ball four, and that's going to bring
Kevin
R.J. Mullenkamp.
That away. Kevin Deuce raises hogs for us. Now I know where you're at.
Yeah, he said his dad had some ponies.
Okay. I'll be dang.
Yep. Beckwork Camp would know. She was raised out there. She'd know that territory pretty well.
First pitch in there is a strike. Second one inside. Boy, it'd be huge if he got out of this mess, wouldn't it, Bobby? With two outs now, we had bases loaded, and we still got bases loaded.
You mowed your grass yet?
No.
No. Roll it?
No.
Done anything?
No. Swinging a miss right
Uncle
there.
Charlie.
That was a nasty curveball.
Where'd that baby come from?
I don't know. One ball, two strikes now.
Brocker pulled that one out of
one strike away.
That was a good one.
That wasn't that thing.
I ain't afraid to throw that same pitch. He's ahead of him.
He did.
Threw him a fastball. Brocky comes up with it, fires over to Kendrick, and
nice
we get
job.
Out of that mess. How about that for the Fort Recovery Indians? The base is loaded, one out, and the Indians come out of that jam, and we go to the bottom of the sixth inning with a 5-run lead. Huge.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Deserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Deserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians hoping this will be the last at bat here for the boys, and it's going to be Dylan Evers, Ryan Post, and Kobe Wendell. Sounds to me like we could potentially play a little add-on here, Bobby.
Wouldn't mind it. Wouldn't mind it at all.
We got time.
You got anything going on tonight? Got a council meeting or anything?
Nope. Fifth Monday of the month. It only happens about once or twice a year, but there's five Mondays this month. So
it's day off.
Day off.
How's the town doing? Anything good going on? I see you guys about ready to start paving the 49?
It's going to be nice when it's all said and done. And actually, I think it's ahead of schedule. It's supposed to be done. I'd love to see it done by Jubilee. I don't know if they'll get there, but...
Jubilee?
Yeah.
It's 3 months.
It's in June.
April, May, June.
First part of June. We got 10 weeks. Got to tear apart the other part of 49 yet.
What do you got to tear apart?
I mean, where the...
By the monument.
By the monument. That all gets tore up and new curbs and...
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be closed here pretty shortly.
Oh, yeah, I got an email. The truck route's going to be changing in the old Ford. Going down First Street. That'll make them happy.
Oh, man, I tell you, that's going to be tough for a while. It's going to screw some yards up, I know, but we'll fix her up.
Well, we got Biden bucks. We're good to go.
And they're going to, it's in the plans to do First Street after that's done because they are, it
oh,
needs
they are
done
do
any
First Street?
Not all the way down there, no.
Well, not just that part, just that block or two that probably.
Back to the ball game. It's two balls, one strike.
No,
here.
People want to know. People don't care about the button.
We're half five to nothing. It's a big game, opening day.
I know, but people like to
back,
hear
back
stuff
to the ball game.
Yes, we will have to go down First Street to get our trucks out of town. It sucks. We have to basically close one block, but we're closing one of our major highways. But that's the only way to get her done.
We're a metropolis.
I'm hoping someday, man. I'm dying to get 119 done from end to end. Man, oh man.
Doing the bridge in Portland, so that'll reroute some trucks there.
Oh,
that one's going to be hit hard out there in the center field, and that's going to fall for a base hit for Dylan Evers.
Have yourself a ball game, Dylan Evers.
I'll tell you what, right now, game ball going to that man. I can tell you that.
Whew.
Base knocker right there by Mr. 28, Dylan Evers.
Grandpa's driving home from Missouri about 90 miles an hour right now.
Grandpa, take your time. We got her.
He's not looking at the speedometer. He's excited. He's got his foot to the floor, man.
Look down there. Keep an eye on that old
Of course, he might have Irene driving, too, and she'd be excited, too. So 180 miles an hour, get arrested.
Ryan Poe steps up.
Boys, that's trouble. Nobody getting
that. It's going out there in left field, and the shortstop's going to go off his hand, I believe. I don't know if he touched it or not. I think he got a glove on it. But
that's a base hit.
I believe he did. But
and that's going to go down in Bobby's book as a base hit. I'm all right with it.
Ryan Poe had three hits. Two of them were because we're good guys.
Should be
Nobody
one.
Touched him.
I couldn't tell if shortstop right there.
No.
Right in the post. Couldn't see him, nothing.
It looked like it.
Who built this?
Got to hold it up.
Jerry, quiet. Nobody knows. They're listening.
Jerry's down there talking to Kobe.
Tom Galdine get him in there.
Kobe coming back into the plate. Kobe's good. He's due for a hit.
He's
going to
bunt.
He's
bunting.
No.
No?
No. Kobe's a hitter, baby.
I know he's a hitter. I'm just saying
Yeah, but the Wendell boys have always been pretty good at bunting.
Oh, they're the best. Ooh, inside. Almost got his jersey there. One ball, no strikes. Kobe Wendell to the plate. Runners at first and second.
We got new uniforms this year?
I don't think.
Probably didn't them last year. Didn't play.
Yeah, I don't think they're new. I really don't know. Ooh, caught the inside part of the plate. I thought it might have been a little elevated, but it was not. One ball, one strike. Kobe says, bring that to me one more time. Major gap out there in right center, if he can poke one out there. Center fielder cheating over to the left side. He goes that way, and it's just fouled. Fee never saw that. There is nowhere on Philly saw that ball till it was past him. he's looking into the
he has no idea,
dugout. Look at him. He's a boy.
He's probably looking down at his cell phone.
Good chances. I would have killed me. I can tell you the height of it, but it was right below the belly button, if that tells you anything. We didn't need the paramedics. That's hit hard out to left field. That's going to fall in front of that left fielder. Nice rip right there by the senior Kobe Wendell. And that's going to put... We got no place to put any more purple and white. We got bases juiced.
Ralph Evers text. Just got a speeding ticket.
That'll slow you down.
Tell him I'll pay it later. I'm on my way home.
Yep.
That's funny. Dylan Evers over to third. Ryan Post over to second.
Indians get a couple runs down in Anzonia, 7-2 after right. 5.5.
Battle.
There's a ground ball up to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up with it, fires home, and it's going to throw it in the dirt, and Dylan's going to score.
So
and now Ryan Post is saying, hey, if you ain't going to get the ball, I'll score. So how about that right there? That's going to go down as an error.
Oh, man. And then Riley runs out the second when they're kind of moping around at home plate.
So Slana not paying a whole lot of attention, and Riley Will ends up at second base. Kobe Wendell over to third. Dylan comes in for the sixth run of the game, and then Ryan Post follows right behind him for the seventh run of the game.
Yeah, that was a frustrating play there. I think the Bulldogs showed a little frustration there. Tough throw home. All you got to do is throw a strike.
Well, and it was tailor-made. I mean, he was dead meat, and he just threw a rocket right in the dirt. So that brings Kendrick Wendell to the plate. Kendrick
having
a good night. Kendrick he struck out looking his first time up, and then he hit a double for our first RBIs of the season, and then he had a single the last time up. 2 for 3. Runners at second and third. Oh, he was going to let that hit him.
He thought about it.
Yeah, he did. That was coming right at the old bean, and he just kind of hung in there and thought, you know what?
It's good to see the boys on left field. Billy Beeb out there, and has he seen Belson on his truck with him, or is he by himself?
I think it's Mrs.
His Mrs. out there.
I think it is.
Looks like it. Be nice to see Eddie Wehrkamp get up here sometime this summer.
How's Eddie doing?
He's hanging.
Good.
He's hanging.
That is
rocket,
hard,
boys.
Bob Stogler. And that's going deep. Left fielder, wait. I'll be dang. He caught that
snow
ball.
Conder.
How about that? Great piece of hitting by Kendrick. Put one. I mean, if that wind's not blowing in, Bobby, I'm not sure.
Yeah, he got a lot of that.
He hit that in a 15-mile-an-hour wind.
He hit that on the barrel, and that's going to be a sacrifice fly for Kendrick.
Indians lead it 8-0.
Kobe now coming in. Riley stayed at second.
Everybody got a hit today. What's it look like?
I don't think Deucey does. Brock Deuce does not have one yet.
Getting ready to right here.
Yeah. That's in the dirt. Riley Will, 45 feet from second and 45 feet from third. Come on, Deucey boy. How about a base hit? That make you feel good.
Yep.
He made some great plays over third base so far in this ball game. There's a ground ball over to the third baseman. Third baseman comes up, looks over, throws it way offline. So Deucey's going to head over to second, and now Riley's going to come around, and he's going to score. So the Bulldogs struggling a little bit here with their field play.
Wheels are off the Bulldogs.
Oh, 10 off the bat.
Oil plug is officially out of the pan. And we're draining oil.
I'm thinking it ain't going to get better here with Bo 10 at the plate.
So now Deucey's over at second, and Bo 10 steps to the plate with Derek Lochtfeldt on deck.
You guys cold?
No, not cold at all.
No?
I'm a little chilly now. The wind shifted a little bit. There's a little breeze coming in here. Been sitting here all night, short sleeve shirt.
The inside
I'm
corner for
a little bit chilly, but without the breeze, everybody out there is freezing because they hit that 30-mile-an-hour breeze blowing on him.
9-0 ball game here. What is it? 10-run rule?
Might be.
I don't really
know. No idea. We should probably know that stuff.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years.
It's been 2 years. I'm not even...
Probably change the rules.
Not even sure they have the bases where I remember them.
Bases are still 90 feet apart.
Yeah, that probably is
66
right.
66 feet point something to the mound. Help me out, Bobby. What is that?
10, 2,
60.
I think it's 60 feet, 6 inches, maybe.
60 feet, 6?
I'm not certain of that. Do not.
Oh, that's going to hit him.
Boink.
Plunked Big Bozy right there on the old back shoulder bone. And Bo throws a bat down, and I thought he was going to chase him out.
Well, it was going in there at about 30 mile an hour. I don't think it. Slow curveball.
His mom's hitting him harder than that.
Oh, yeah. This week.
This
Monday.
I'm going to say the umpire probably had to tell him he got hit. Yeah. Probably didn't even notice it.
His mom's hitting him harder this week. That's funny. All right, here comes our number 9 batter for the inning, Derek Lochtfeldt. Runners at first and second. That one's taken as a strike on the outside corner. The umpire felt a little sorry for that one. Bobby, I think that was a token strike, my friend.
Yep.
four of them across the plate.
I never
so
question umpires. Fort Recovery Radio does not do that.
No, we do not.
Hey, we are going back to St. John's this year.
First time back?
Yep.
It's down and dirty. One ball, one strike.
Looking at the schedule, we don't have a game Friday. They're trying to get one for the Good Friday. We do play Saturday at home, Crestview at 2 o'clock in a single game. And then next week, it's Monday, Thursday, Friday, and we're going on a road trip at Lehman, at St. John's, and at Dayton. So we're going to fuel up the old vehicles next week.
Daddy, here goes the runner. Hit and run was on. Derek pulls it foul. He was anxious to hit that baby and couldn't wait for it to get up there.
Got a little problem, though, that week.
What's our problem?
Masters.
I didn't know you were playing this year.
I'm not, but I'm going to watch a lot of it.
Oh. You got DVR, don't you? Watch it later.
No, you can't.
You got to watch it live.
Masters.
Because you already know what's going on. That's the worst part. Come on, Derek Lochtfeld. How about another base hit here? One out here. Number nine batter, or ninth batter of the inning, I should say. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Off-speed pitch right there, and Derek goes down swinging.
So you say we're having Kirby on Sports Talk
next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday.
We got a lot of stuff we're giving away.
Is he going to have that pool thing that they usually do?
Oh, yeah. We'll have that. We'll have a lot of things. We got a lot of giveaways next Wednesday, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Masters Week. And then this week, we're going to talk Indian baseball.
There goes the runner again. That's going to be taken outside and right back to the pitcher. The throw goes. So now we got runners at first and third. And Landon Post, our batter, he led the inning off. I take that back. That's Bobby's big scratchy. That's my scratch through there. So this is the number nine batter of the inning. Dylan Evers led us off. That's right. That's inside. Ball two.
Kind of blame you there a little bit, didn't you?
So who you got?
A big scratch.
Who do you have on Sports Talk this week, Bob?
We got nobody, but we're going to talk Indian baseball and softball and track.
Well, we're going to have the Opera House people on Insight before that. So
that's hit hard out towards right field. Right fielder coming in, and he's going to make a play on it for out number three. But in the innings, more damage is done. Indians pick up four more and to make it 9-0 going into the top of the seventh inning.
Fort Recovery baseball team is having an apparel sale. Here's a great opportunity to show your support for the program by getting some items featuring Fort Recovery baseball. Fleece blankets, carry-all totes, stadium seats, jerseys, long and short sleeve t-shirts, hooded sweatshirts, and more, with most clothing items available in women's, men's, and youth sizes and styles. Get your order form from any of the players or at Purple Post. Pick out what you want and return it by Thursday, April 8th. You can send it with your student to the school office or drop it off at the Purple Post. Be sure to show your support for the team this season with your own official Fort Recovery baseball apparel. Again, you can get your order form now from any player or at the Purple Post. Be sure to return it to the school or the Purple Post by Thursday, April 8th. Thanks for supporting our Fort Recovery baseball program.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, we're back here, Bobby, going in for the bottom or the top of the seventh inning, three outs, and we're out of here with an opening day victory for the purple and white. Indians lead 9-0. Nice piece of pitching to start this game and start this season off by Dylan Evers, and now Brock Deuce is in there to close things out. He got into a little bit of trouble. Be interesting to see how he does to start the inning, you know, to not come in there with a couple guys on, and we'll see how things go. Looks like everybody's going to stay in their same positions. We got Kobe out in the outfield. We got Riley Will out in the outfield. And we have Derek Lochtfeld out in the outfield. And on the inside, we got Dylan Evers and Kendrick Wendell on the corners. And the post boys up front. Ryan and Landon up the middle. Brock Deuce on the mound. Briggs Toby behind the plate. And here comes pitch number one. And that's outside, ball one. Zach Stein, your batter, followed by Lane Newting. And then we roll back to the top to Quinn Andrew. That one's high and outside also. I really can't see if Breezy's calling this game or if he's looking over at somebody. Way outside, almost wild pitch. Three balls, no strikes.
Come on, Dizzy.
Indians pounded out 12 hits so far in this ball game. Nine runs. That one's outside. Four-pitch walk to lead the inning off. Not something Coach Kopp's going to be happy about. And there goes Zach Stein down to third. He'll be just poking the head down there now. What flew out?
A piece of paper. About 100 mile an hour.
Yes, it did.
Trying on top, though.
It's probably my commercials.
There's a strike right there. Dizzy just wants runners on. He wants something else to worry about.
Yeah, guess what it is?
Yeah, he just wants something else to worry about. You can bet your butt we're not going to have any stolen bases here. They're down nine runs. That one's high and inside. Deucey struggling a little bit with the control, Bobby.
Yes, he is, buddy. Just got to slow down. Third strike's hit the mitt. Big target.
Yeah, absolutely. Here comes the pitch. Ooh. A little bit high. Three balls, one strike. Come on, Deucey. That one's outside. I thought that was ball four. Must have been.
Yep.
Ball. Well, he's saying it's 3-1 now. I thought it was 3-1 before.
Neil brought hand sanitizer. Antibacterial wipes.
Yep.
Can't be too safe, Neil.
We all got shot, Neil.
Yeah, well. But sorry.
You can stay clean. There's ball four, and now the first two guys are on. And I think Jerry's going to come out and talk to this young man, I think. And he's out of the dugout. That's as far as he's going.
Yep.
First two guys on.
You said he just won guys on, Calpy.
Yeah, nine pitches, two walks. There's a ground ball over to Ronnie.
Get the
Post.
Out.
Posty's going to boot that ball.
Get the out, buddy.
Going to boot that ball, and that's going to be an error on Ryan Post, his second of the game.
Well, that's just a – got to make that play.
We needed an out, Bobby.
Yep.
That moves Stein over to third and Lane Newding to second. So now bases loaded, nobody out, Brock Deuce on the mound, and they're going to go 2-3-4 now. So now he's got to face the meat of the order. He could have got a couple outs with the 8-9 guys, but he didn't. There's a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Yeah, we didn't care about them two runners. We just needed that out.
Yep.
That was taken a little high. Two balls and a strike.
Let's get this one in here.
Indians up 9-0 here in the top of the seventh. Bulldogs looking to scratch the scoreboard. Right now, it looks like they will do just that. And there's a ground ball over foul down the third baseline.
NCAA tournament tonight.
Michigan playing tonight or no?
Nope, tomorrow night. They got two spots. So the final four will be tonight.
Gonzaga tonight?
The Zags.
The Zags. They look pretty good. I watched them the other night. There's a ground ball to Ryan. Ryan comes up with it. It's going to go over to third and get the forced out there. So he goes 6-5 to get an out. Out number one. Stein does come across the plate to give the Bulldogs their first run of the game.
Zach Hirschbatter.
Deucey back on the mound. Now runners at first and second again. Zach Hirsch, your batter. That ball's taken a little high.
When did you put the new floor in here, bud?
Spency said at the top, and I haven't been. Of course, we haven't been up here last year, and the windows was leaking. So I put a new top in, and we came up. Floor was in bad shape, so we just threw a new floor in and did it for half a day.
Now I don't want to bang it out. I don't want to go to the new press box now. I want to still play here. It's nice.
Yeah, it's...
Are you building a new press box?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Ooh, I thought that could be called a strike. Three balls and a strike now.
2-1. 2-1.
2-1.
Come on, kid. Come on, kid. Let's get out of here.
Need a big pitch here.
Uh-oh, game picked off.
Oh, nice scoop by Kendrick. I tell you what, I thought that might have got below his glove and took off. But Riggs definitely had him.
Yeah, had him leaning, Riggs.
Yeah, had him leaning.
I like that, though.
Good little snap throw down there. Yep. Don't be afraid. Two balls, two strikes. Brock Deuce on the mound. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him right there. Nice job by Brock Deuce to get out of that jam there. And we got one more out to
Brandon
get, folks.
Gardner up to the plate.
Nice job by the little Lefevre kid. What's his name, Neil? Isaac?
Isaac, yeah. Isaac? He's not little. Isaac. He's a sophomore, but about 6 feet tall.
Well,
great swimmer. The young.
Can I talk? Can I talk about it first?
He's a golfer, too.
He did a nice job. He's doing a nice job about the PA.
Yeah.
Yep.
Announcing the kids and playing the music. And
curveball there by old Deucey. Yeah, he's. I saw him hit. Him and his dad was playing at the Elks when I was out there, and of course his dad's a good golfer too. They both had good drives, and the way they went. So that one's popped up, might be in play. Kendrick going over.
I think it just got over the fence.
No, I think it just was out of his reach there.
Yep, yep. It was right at the fence.
I brought the boys down here Saturday for the JV game, and they were over there on that.
Play set? Yeah.
Yeah. They were all over the top. About broke their necks up there. Grandpa didn't like that. Heart attack. Get down, you idiots.
You're killing me. Ooh. That one's a little high right there.
9-1, Indians lead.
Come on, Deucey. One more out here is all we need. Curveball, and that's going to be ripped for a base hit out to Kobe Wendell. Kobe's going to come up with it, and he was throwing a missile home, and that's not going to send him. Well, they need a bunch of runs, so they can't take a chance down 9-1. But now we got bases loaded. Base hit by Brandon Stogler.
Update from the girls. Anzonia tacks on 3 in the 6th inning and now lead the Lady Indians 10-2 after 6.
Dang it. So Newting over at 3rd, Quinn Andrews at 2nd, Brandon Stogler at 1st. That pitch taken for a strike on the outside corner. Dylan Feaster, the batter. Number 4 hitter here for the Bulldogs, and he gets a piece of that one out towards Lockenfeld. Lockenfeld on his horses. He's turned around. He goes back, and he misses it. And that's going to bring one run in, and that's going to bring two runs in, and that's going to bring three runs in. So base clearing. I think he had his mitt on it. That was that's an error on the right fielder. That's he got spun around. I knew it when he turned. I thought, man, he might have lost that.
Three runs score for the Bulldogs.
And that's going to bring Newting in. That's going to bring Andrew in. And that's going to bring Brandon Stogler in.
Well, there's no question that we got some early jitters on the defensive side of the old ball.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Because we have had, how many errors we got? I think that was number 5 right there. If I'm
just
I got to
add them up there. But
couple Feaster of, ends that up one might have been win, but we had several other ones that just were don't know what.
Because
Ryan Post has always been one of the best
infielders
around, and he's had a couple. So
3.
We'll get
Riggs
there.
Had one was 4. I know we have 4 for sure, Bobby.
All right, let's get out of here.
And now
boys.
It's 9-4. Indians still got a 5-run lead. Quade Gilmore at the plate. Comes a pitch, and that's going to be a strike. Let's just get out of this mess here, boys.
Yep, let's get the win here, boys.
And it's a good experience for Brock to be out there. He had a nice lead, you know. And there's up now. He's ahead of the batter. Two strikes on him, and here comes the old curveball, Bobby. The Uncle Charlie coming your way. Brought the curveball and got him. Nice pitch right there by Brock. He's going to come off that mound. Happy as a lark, and the Indians going to go 1-0 early in the season. They pick off the Salina Bulldogs 9-4. We'll be back with a little wrap-up on this ballgame in just a minute.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service here in Fort Recovery. We have a 2017 Buick Encore Preferred 2 all-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera with 35,000 miles for $15,900. Also available is a 2017 Ford Escape Titanium front-wheel drive with Bluetooth, remote start, backup camera, local trade with 59,000 miles for $14,300. Come on over to Hastings Auto Sales and Service, just a half a block south of the traffic light here in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Fort Recovery baseball team is having an apparel sale. Here's a great opportunity to show your support for the program by getting some items featuring Fort Recovery baseball. Fleece blankets, carry-all totes, stadium seats, jerseys, long and short sleeve t-shirts, hooded sweatshirts, and more, with most clothing items available in women's, men's, and youth sizes and styles. Get your order form from any of the players or at Purple Post. Pick out what you want and return it by Thursday, April 8th. You can send it with your student to the school office or drop it off at the Purple Post. Be sure to show your support for the team this season with your own official Fort Recovery baseball apparel. Again, you can get your order form now from any player or at the Purple Post. Be sure to return it to the school or the Purple Post by Thursday, April 8th. Thanks for supporting our Fort Recovery baseball program.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
All right, back here for a little wrap-up here on game number one of the 2021 season. And, Bobby, the Indians got to be happy. You know, they came out. They had a great starting performance by Dylan Evers, and he scrambles out one hit over five-plus innings. And Brock Deuce comes in, and Brock gets some much-needed experience on the mound. Yeah, he had some control troubles, but you know, they came out, and the most important thing, come away with a 9-4 win, and Bulldogs dropped to 1-2 early on the season. Ryan Post picked up three hits this evening, and he leads the Indians in batting. He was 3-for-4. Riley Will, I had him at 2-for-3. Kobe Wendell had a base hit, had a hard hit shot out to left field. And I'm not sure, but I do have everybody for a hit, Bobby. But I got a little screwed up in that one inning, and I don't know when we scored all four of them runs in the sixth.
Yeah,
I didn't quite keep
up.
No, I didn't quite keep up. I had two guys I didn't mark, and they got on the base, and I couldn't remember what they did. But everybody else, you know, Kendrick Wendell, how about that game?
Yeah.
That young man, 2-for-3. Brock Deuce was 1-for-4. Bo Tin, 1-for-4. Derek Lochtefeld also had a hit. Landon Post and Dylan Evers, I know he had a hit there in the sixth. And Dylan scored twice. Riley Will scored twice. Everybody else pretty much once. And all around, you know, we struck out five. And we stranded eight. We did have some struggles in the field. We had four errors. That's something we'll work on. But before that, it was a pretty clean game, really. Yeah. Our first error, I think, besides Ryan there in the first inning, was Riggs threw that one down to first base to Kendrick over his head.
Yeah, I would say if you know, you're going to talk to Coach Kalp, and he's going to say he's going to be ecstatic with the opener.
Absolutely.
Defensively, you know, we know we're going to have things to work on. We're young. We haven't played in 2 years, and I would say Coach Kalp will give this grade an A. The Indians pound out 12 hits. I thought it was an impressive opener. Dylan Evers was absolutely phenomenal tonight.
He was.
Threw strikes. And the Indians hit the ball, and you know, like you said, 12 hits, and a great opener for Fort. We improved to 1-0, and we're back at them Saturday with a very good Crestview team coming in here. We're trying to get a game on Friday. Don't sound like it's going to happen. First of all, the weather don't sound nothing great. So we're going to try to get in here on Saturday and play Crestview and 1-0, baby. Sounds 1-0, good.
1-0 is perfect. You know, I only had Salina for 3 hits. Yeah, they scored 4 runs there in the 7th inning, but we had a bunch of walks that inning. And basically for the Bulldogs, Hirsch had a hit, Stogler had a hit, and Stein had a hit. And that was pretty much it for them. And, you know, they played a pretty clean game. They had a couple of errors, but we knocked out some hits, baby. And let's keep that ball rolling.
That's right. Let's look at the upcoming events, and we know the Indians, Lady Indians, are trailing down at Crestview 10-2 events again, or down at Anzonia. They are 2-0 on the season. Look like they're in for a loss tonight. They're back in action Thursday at South Adams. On Friday, they play Mississinewa Valley. That game's going to be on Fort Recovery Radio, broadcast on Sports Stream 2 on the website. Jill Ranley and Joe Canapia is going to bring in that, and that'll be good to listen to. And then Saturday, the girls host Lima Bath. Lima Bath, always a perennial powerhouse in girls softball. And that's a single game at 1 o'clock, and then the boys, as we talked about here, Tuesday or Saturday at 2 p.m., and that will mean you'll be here bringing in that game. We also want to talk about the varsity baseball schedule to play Houston at 5th Third Field. The home of the Dragons baseball on April 9th at 4:30. Tickets are $6. There's no tickets at the door, so you got to get them online, just like in basketball season. Get them online, go to Fort Recovery Athletics, and you can get your tickets purchased, and we'd like to see a nice crowd down there. Of course, we get the money to the part of the proceeds, and it's a nice little fundraiser. You know, we got a lot of people chimed in today, welcoming us back, and we really enjoy all the listeners.
Absolutely.
And man, that's what makes it fun, you know. And when people chime in,
we love for Ralph though, getting his
feet. Yeah, well, Ralph's got 100 minus about 150. That's probably going to cost him. He's probably going about 80, so it might be 200.
That's pretty funny.
But we're glad to be back, Cumpy, and hell of a job there, buddy. And Spencey, good job today.
Look forward to it all the time, and I'm real excited. Plus, we're 1-0, baby, and I wish we played tomorrow night, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
Supposed to be 50-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow.
We'll get a lot of games in. We'll be all right.
Yeah,
we got the tarp down, and I don't know if the boys will put the tarp out. They probably won't tonight. I doubt if they do because...
Oh, it's supposed to rain.
I think it's supposed to rain, but...
It might snow. I think it's like 30 on Thursday.
Jeez. Yep. Maybe I'll pass on that.
Snow tarp.
We need a snow tarp. Maybe I'll tell Buffy. I don't know about that opening day. 38 degrees. I tell you what, this is. Is it on April 1st too? I think it is.
Yeah, Thursday's April 1st. Yeah.
It will be 25 years, Bobby, this year that I went to opening day with Brian and my brother Jerry and your brother Paul.
Yep.
And Paul McSherry.
Is that when he died?
Yep. 25 years ago this year.
Yeah.
And I remember that as much as I remember any opening day, other than maybe when Junior opened there, Junior came.
I was at that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gary Wendell, me, Bill, Gary Wendell, Bretzy.
And you guys booed him behind home plate.
The first time up, he popped out to shallow center field, and Gary booed him. Gary had a hot dog and mustard and relish all over his Capri Island pullover. You couldn't look like there's four of us sitting there, big fat hogs. In the front row of the green seats. We had a great seat.
I remember it.
Center field.
We heard it from where we were. I said, that had to be Gary. He had the greatest boo.
He did.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Man, I love that guy.
You remember the one time we was down there and we was with Gary and they had that dog that catches frisbees?
Yeah.
And this, everybody's cheering, and that dog dropped one. All you could hear is Gary. And we were on the other side of third baseline. Gary was booing the dog.
One of my favorites. He's never been to a hockey game in his life. Gary Wendell's never been to a hockey game, and I bought some tickets to the Dayton Bombers, I think. It was the Bombers?
Probably. Yeah,
and we are at the Nutter Center. And I had the president of Wright State's box. And they sold it at the Salina Rotary Auction, and I bought these tickets to.
Oh, boy.
So somehow, I know Fee was there. I know Gary was there. I know Carl Hastings was there and our wives, and we're sitting in that box. And we'd never been to, none of us ever been to a hockey game. And Gary, there's 1,200 people there. And we're up in that president's box, and Gary yelled at this number five. It was the greatest thing I ever seen. Get that number five out of the game! Like he knew everything about hockey. And I'll be damned if it wasn't 5 minutes later, they yanked him out of the game, and Gary said, now we'll get something done! And we had no idea what we were doing.
No idea.
Oh, it was great. We laughed so hard.
Oh, man.
It was classic.
They're out there getting the diamond prepped up.
It looks great right now.
Does look nice.
Well, boys, I'm heading up for supper.
Yep. Sounds good.
Bobby, you sign us off. Indians 1-0.
That's right. We want to thank everybody for listening. All our great listeners on 4 Recovery Radio. And Spencer said we have 14 of them this year, and we can't thank them enough. And
that's sponsors, not listeners.
Yeah.
We had 15 listeners.
Well, that's not so bad. Yeah, that's right. But thanks to the sponsors, make it worthwhile. We'll be back in action Saturday right here, 2 o'clock. 4 Recovery Indian Baseball on 4 Recovery Radio. Thank you, folks.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.